Ksubis daf Yuchesem Beis Yuchesem Ralf Shir Samech Gimel.
We bring over here Amar Rami Bar Chama, Banu of Yuchesem and Beis. Lo Yishanu Ela Shamu Anusim in the Machmas Nefashis Avanusim in the Machmas Mamon Ein Nehmanim My Taima Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. Frek Toises Akasha. I vim toimar v'hakasava rava de pagina dibura perakama de Sanhedrin gabe ploini ravani lertzoini uploini boil ishti imkein hacha nehemne danusim hayu avaloi machmas momoin ala machmas nefashos de aliba de rava kaima, says Toisvis. Listen, I don't understand, why don't we just put over here a pagina dibura? Why? Rava in Sanhedrin says that we found as a musik. This is a technique called the Pagina Dibura. So why does Rava affect us in our sugya?
He is Rava.
Our sugya is going according to Rava. That's the way Tosis asked the question. Now Tosis asked the question because he brings us two different cases of Palginon over there. One case of Palginon over there is Pliny Ravani Lertzoini. The other case is Pliny Boal Ishti. And the Zach is Azei. Pliny Ravani Lertzoini is saying that Pliny had a bia together with another man, and the person that has bia with another man is Chayv Misa. So now Pliny Ravani, so that Pliny is going to be Chayv Misa. Lertzoini means that I did it willingly. So therefore the man is saying that they're both Chayv Misa, which is Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. So what do we do? We're Palginon and we only take part of his statement, which is you believe in that Pliny did the Avera, not that he did the Avera. Pliny's Chayv Misa, he's not Chayv Misa. The next case is Pliny is Ba Al Ishti, is Pliny had Bia with an Ashes Ish, that Ashes Ish happened to be his wife. So now who's Chayev Misa? Pliny and his wife. So therefore, he's Be'etzem, he is incriminating not himself, but his better half. His karav. So therefore, we do palginon over there, and we only believe him that Pliny did the avera, not his wife. Those are the two cases of palginon dibura. As Tosis that over here also, why don't we do palginon dibura? Believe him ksav yedenu, but don't believe him that it was anusim or anusim ayinu. Sorry, believe anusim ayinu, but don't believe him that it was machmas mamoin. Who says why do we have to do it over here just because we do it over there? Because this is also rafa. That's what Tosis says. The Ramban, however, brings an answer to this question. Says the Ramban, our sugya does not hold of palginon. We don't hold of palginon over here. Wrong. It's Rava, says the Ramban. Rava is only coming to really address Rami Bar Chama. It's really not Rava. How does our sugya start? Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Rava's just trying to like do something for Rami Bar Chama, and he doesn't necessarily coming to say his own stance, his own opinion. True, Rava holds up Pagin on Dibura, but our Gemara is really Rami Bar Chama. Says the Ramban, Rava le Rami Bar Chama Masik, Ukeman de Amar Loi Pagin on Dibura, and a Chanami. That's our sugya. That's what the Ramban says. And it's a very simple answer. But Tosis kasha. Tosis has many different tirutzim. The Ramban says our sugya does not hold of palgin unfinished. Kumt again the Ritva and says the Ritva that you can't say that our sugya doesn't hold of palginon because there's palginon in our sugya. The very sugya says palginon, says the Ritva. Because you're going to tell me he's not Nemon, because they know the Mesim Atzmai Rasha. Okay, so then you have no Kiyom on the Shtar. This is a Shtar She'enim Akuyim, talking about a case of Ein Ksav Yonim Yoyitzim Akum Acher. And he's not Nemon, so why is the Shtar good? Elamai, says the Ritva, the reason is because you're accepting the Edus by saying Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh. You're not accepting Anusim Machmas Mamoin. So you're doing Palginon. So our very sugya is a sugya of palginon. So Memela, the Ritva asks, once you're doing palginon in the sugya, and you're cutting off the edus after the words ksav yadenu, why don't you cut off the edus after the words aval anusim ayinu? You're anyway doing palginon in our sugya. Yeah.
Is
What'd you say?
There's no kim since kim is in Africa.
There's no
kim
because
of kim is in Africa once we're here in the Maskana.
Kivan
she. Since we're in Africa,
no, because midir abani yomatzuch kim. What does the Ramban hold? The Ramban says that Ashtika doesn't hold of Palginon. So what's going on? Says the Ramban, over here it's not Palginon Dibura. Detre mili ninhu. Says the Ramban, Palginon is only when we're cutting you mid-sentence. We're going to cut you mid-sentence. But over here it's tre mili ninhu. It's two different things. Whether it's your signature, that's one thing. Did you sign is one thing. The other thing is, what were the... You signed, but I was forced to sign. So, Ksav Yedeinu Zeh is one thing. Avol Anusim Hayinu is another thing. That's not called Pagina Dibura. Let's say a person walks in and says, he borrowed $100, and I borrowed $100, and I stole. So on the borrowed $100 is not Mesim Atzma Rasha. On the stole is Mesim Atzma Rasha. It's Tre Mili Ninhu. We're seeing this as two different things. We're seeing over here as Tre Mili. We'll get back to you. Hold that. It says the Ramban, it's Tre Mili. It's two different things. That's the Ramban. What does Toisvis hold? The Chayra, Toisvis is Be'etzem going to hold like the Ramban. Why? Because Toisvis didn't ask the kasha mineu bein ar sugya. It says palginon. Toisvis said, "Wait a second. Why don't you say palginon over here? Because I have a palginon that because this is Rava and Rava and Sanhedrin holds a palginon. Why does Toisvis have to do that? Why doesn't Toisvis just say ar sugya is a sugya palginon? Obviously, Toisvis does not have any makar from ar sugya to palginon." But still, Tosfos says, the person in our sugya holds of Palginon. Because this is Rava. So it comes out, we have the following three different opinions. According to the Ritva, our sugya is a case of Palginon. Because you already have to do Palginon in order to say Ksav Yedeinu Zeh. According to the Ramban, not only is our sugya not a case of our Palginon, but our sugya, we don't even hold of that Palginon. Because this is not Rava, this is Rami Bar Chama. And Toisvis holds, our sugya is not a case of Palginon, but our sugya holds of Palginon, because this is Rava. Those are the three different shitas. We have the shita of the Ritva that says, our sugya is a case of Palginon, mamish. We're saying Palginon in our case. The Ramban is saying, our sugya not only is it not a case of Palginon, we don't even hold the Palginon in our sugya. Because it's not Rava, it's Rami Bar Chama. And Toisvis says, our sugya is not a case of Palginon, but we hold the Palginon because we're Rava.
Which I guess it's a whole like Palginon. No, it's not a sugya.
No, because we're suggesting we don't have a riot of Palginon, but if we hold the Palginon, we should do Palginon in the second half of the... In other words, there's two places to do Palginon. Either by Ksav Yedeinu Zeh, or Avol Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamayin. So Toisvis is suggesting, even though we don't have already a case of Palginon, because we hold the Palginon, do the Palginon over here. The Ritva is saying, you're doing the Palginon anyway, so just why a Palginon here, Palginon there? So it's a different question than the Ritva's question than Toisvis. Toisvis' question is, I'd like to introduce Palginon. It's not a case of Palginon without it, but you hold the Palginon, so do Palginon in the second half of the statement. Say Anusim Ayinu, but not Machmas Mamon. There do Palginon. The Ritva says, I'm already doing Palginon over here. Just instead of doing Palginon over here, don't slice it here, slice it there. So Toisvis is also suggesting we should do Palginon.
But it's not... In that case, it's not such a severe kasha. The Ramban says, how you neman only for the first half, not the second half. Over there, you're ba'etzim neman, it's just that you're matzim matzim rasha. So we don't hear the second half of what you're saying because you're making yourself a rasha. But ba'etzim, you are neman.
That's not neman. Mesim matzim rasha is not neman.
But it's not... It's not that you're not neman, it's just that you can't make yourself a rasha. You are neman.
Same thing over there and over here. Ploini Ravani Lertzoini is Mesa Matsumai Rasha, and over here is Machmas Mammon is Mesa Matsumai Rasha. So it's the same thing. It's the same Palina. What's the Bira Machloikis, Rabbi Sai? You can talk in a minute. Maybe my Bira Machloikis is as follows. Perhaps the Bira Machloikis is as follows. Rabbi Sai, when a person comes in and he says, Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh, Avol Anusim Ayinu, is he saying one thing or two things? Is he saying one thing or is he saying two different things? So that might depend. Rashi says that the Yisoid of Kiyum is just verify the signatures. The Yisoid of Kiyum is verify the signatures. If the Yisoid of Kiyum is just to verify the signatures, so therefore, Ksav Yedeinu Zeh is doing one thing, Aval Anun Simayinu is doing something totally separate. So therefore, I understand that when he's coming in, he's doing two totally separate things. However, if you understand that Ksav Yedeinu Zeh Aval Anun Simayinu is all coming to address the validation of the shtar, not the authenticity of the shtar, the validation of the shtar. So therefore, everything is all talking about the same nidin. It's one nidin. The nidin is the shtar valid or not? So if you say that it's that the din of kiyum is just the shtar is authentic, so Ksav Yedeinu Zeh is doing one thing, Anu Simayinu is doing something else. But if you say that the yisoid of kiyum is that the shtar is valid, like Rebbech Ber said, Rebbech B'Shem, the Briskerov, that the word is that the kiyum is coming to make the shtar valid, so that's all, but again, the same nidan. The nidan is whether or not the shtar is valid. Ksav Yedeinu Alva Anu Sim is all talking about the same thing. To see how that lines up, Tosis Lishitasai, or perhaps Tosis is going to need more work. I'll call upon him. That L'chor is the machlokes here between the Rishonim as to whether or not we have a case of Palginon here already just in the Ksav Yedeinu. So how does Tosis deal with it? Says Tosis, V'yesh Loimer. Yeah? V'yeshleimer says Tosfos, given the kiyum shtaris midrabanan, loy palginan dibura kidei lifsol hashtar. Says Tosfos, listen, midyoy raisa we have edem achasum al hashtar nasa kimisha nechkara. Midyoy raisa shtar is good. It's only midrabanan anyway that we need kiyum. So we have over here a good shtar midyoy raisa midrabanan. You need kiyum. This is a kiyum technically without the palginan. Now you want to make palginan to make trouble. To make palginan in order to assist the din midrabanan, that we're not doing. Kiman midiraisa, kim shtaris is good. Kiman the kim shtaris drabanan. Lo palginan diburk they live so sashtar. But shtein toises lechayra. The chiddush of this toises lechayra is follows. I understood that palginan dibura is something that happens basically automatically. I would have understood palginan is just that's we don't have to execute a palginan. But from Tosis's Mashma, Palginan is something that Beis Din does. I call it a machtach. Palginan is a machtach of Beis Din. Do we say that that happens automatically or not? Do we choose to do Palginan or not choose to do Palginan? I thought Palginan is something that happens automatically. Whatever chelik of the Eidus we can be Makabel, we're Makabel. Whatever the chelik of the Eidus we can't be Makabel, we're not Makabel. So it's not something that we necessarily... Wherever you can, as much as you can. You're Makabel, whatever you can.
So where does that say to put it after?
Wherever you can, as much as you can, you take. Your bez is Makabel, whatever it is, the king. That's Pashim Shana, what Palginan is. We'll take whatever we can. But over here we see in Tosfos that no, Palginan is a machtzach of Bezdin. Bezdin has to do a Palginan. We're not doing Palginan here. What do you mean doing Palginan? We have an edus that the shtar is not good. No, we it's only if we do Palginan. We're not doing it. The chayra, that's the chiddush of Tosfos over here, that Palginan is a machtzach. Says Tosfos, when it's only on a shkilim dirabanan, we're not going to do Palginan. That's Tosfos' first teretz. Taka chiddush. Ve'oid, another chiddush in Tosfos. De'ein lanu loymar me'atzmenu da'anusim hayu machmas nefashos da'anusim machmas nefashos lo shchiach kirepirishas. So today says we're not if you would just want to do palginan and say what is it? Ksav yedeinu zeh aval anusim. Anusim, what type of anusim are they? We're not going to say on our own that they're anusim machmas nefashos because anusim machmas nefashos lo shchiach. Aval hasam shchiach sheba al eishes ish acheres. K'moy al ishtoy. Over there, it's shchiach that all we know is that he was baal eishes ish. Could it be that it was a random eishes ish, not his wife? For sure. Oy sheroba adam acher. Or that he was rava someone else. V'chein loharaktiv b'sayf perak beis diyavamis yachalias adam acher hargoy. That's Tosis Teretz. So Tosis says, when do we do Palginon? When the Palginon will leave us with something that is likely, or something that is Shchiach. But if Palginon is going to leave us with something that's no Shchiach, we don't do Palginon. So in a case when a person's saying, K'sabidenu ze aval anusim, we want to do that Palginon over there, that's not Shchiach that they're nusim achmas nefashas. We won't do that Palginon. But in a case when a person says, Ploini ravani lirtsoini, over there it's Shchiach. Therefore, we can make the cut. We're going to do the Palginon. So Rabbi Sain, what is the chelik of his edus that is making him into a Rasha? In the case of Pliny Ravani Lertzaini, what's making him into a Rasha? When he says Lertzaini. If the person did it against his will, he's not a Rasha. So what do we have to cut off in order to avoid Eina Mesa Matzma Rasha? Lertzaini. But if you look in Tosis carefully, Tosis is cutting off more of his edus.
He says Pliny Rava.
He's saying Pliny is Rava Adam Acher. He's saying that what you're going to cut off is you're going to say Pliny Rava. That's it. Who? I'm not saying. We're going to take out of his edus even the fact that it's him. Why? Not because Pliny Ravani makes him Baldover.
Oh, because if it's Pliny Ravani, then it could be a case.
Because if it's Pliny Ravani, then it's Shchiach. It's not Shchiach that he was Rava Le'ointzai. If he's the person that Pliny was Rava, it's likely it was Lertzoinai. Tyson says it's Shchiach that he was Rava someone else. Well, he says Pliny Rava. Who? Could be anyone. Okay, that's acceptable. Bezdin can work with that. But if we're just going to say Pliny Ravani, and then I know that Pliny was Rava him, now it's a shell. If it happened Bal Korchoi or Lertzoinai, it's much more likely it happened Lertzoinai. Then you have your same problem. It's Pliny, just like we said we have a problem of Anuchas Makos Nefashis is not Shchiach, Ainzai is also not Shchiach. Therefore, over here, Tosis is having to cut the Palginon, cut more of the Eidus out. Therefore, Tosis says, Sherola Adam Acher. And someone else is the person that was Rava. Yeah. Now Tosfos says, "Inami another teretz, shani hacha de machmas momoin de machmas tefoshes have pirusha de anusim hayinu. That machmas mom machmas tefoshes is a pirish an anusim hayinu. Hilchach loy palginon dibura, aval lertzoinai ubal ishtoi." Have a dibur bifnei atzmai. That is a dibur bifnei atzmai. So now if you look carefully in Tosfos, over here Tosfos says, what are we carving out from his statement when he says, Pliny Ravani Lertzaini? Now what are we cutting out? Only Lertzainai. Tosfos says, Aval Lertzainai have a dibur bifnei atzmai. So now Tosfos is cutting out, he's leaving Pliny Ravani. So he's not going with the teretz we said before. He's saying a new teretz. So now all we have to cut out is Lertzoinai. Says Tosfos, you can cut out Lertzoinai. Why? Because it's a dibur bifnei atzmai.
Is that from Pagin and Dibura or Stav?
Because of Pagin and Dibura. He's saying over here you can do Pagin and Dibura because it's a dibur bifnei atzmai. But anusin machmas mamain, which is a pirish, so that's not a dibur bifnei atzmai. No. So, what makes something a peerish? What makes something not a peerish? Rabbi say, what? Why is the case? What is Tosfos saying? Teretz of Tosfos is very, very schwer to me. What is Tosfos saying? That there's a difference between when a person walks in and says, "Ksav yedenu ze aval anusim inu machmas mamoin." There we can't do Palginon because there it's a pirish. Pliny, Ravani, Lertzoini, I can do because there it's not a pirish. What's the difference between the two of them?
Pliny, Ravani, we can do something about right away, right? Guy says Pliny, Ravani, Lertzoini. So the Lertzoini is just telling us that he's a Russia. It's not changing the Ravani. But if people say anusimah yinu machmas nefashas, right? So the oinus over here is a real oinus. If they say anusimah yinu machmas mammon, then the oinus isn't a real oinus.
So what? Either way, just making yourself a shayim. But you're saying the shtar is no good. Is the shtar good if it's anusimah machmas mammon?
No.
Okay, so you, either way, you're saying anusim ayinu, the shtar is no good. So now what do we care if it's machlus mamon, machlus nefashis?
Can't accept the edus.
It's too vague.
Why, but it's panginon. What difference does it make? You're not saying it's a whole different than Torah. If I say anusim ayinu, is the shtar good now, yes or no? No. Shtar's not good.
It's too vague. It has to be for some reason. What's the reason?
Well, no, it's the same thing.
No,
what? It's the same thing. Over there, I know Pliny Ravani. I have to know if it's Lertzoini or not Lertzoini. Pliny Ravani, he's chayev misa finished. This star, anusimayinu, this star is not good finished. What's the difference? One's a pirish, one's not a pirish.
You can't accept anusimayinu if it's machlas mamon. Even though you're doing palginon, the anusim of machlas mamon, you can't accept.
Why not?
Because it makes them into a
Rasha. So does Ravani Lertzoni make me into a Rasha. It was Lertzoni, so I'm a Rasha. So Palginon says, we'll cut that out. So cut out this also.
One is too vague, the other one is not vague.
Why is one too vague, the other one not?
Because you just...
Pliny Ravani, how? I don't know how he's Ravani. So tell me how he was Ravani. Tell me if it was Lertzoni or not Lertzoni. It
doesn't make a difference. He's still Chayiv Misa.
So also, Anusim, you know, either way, the other guy's Chayiv. Because this is Anusim, it's not a star.
But it makes a difference if it's a good star or not.
No, it's either way not a good star. No, it's not a good star either way.
Why?
The star is puzzle. Anusim, you know, it's not a star. We were anusim. This is not a shtar.
If it's mammon, then we're not going to believe them. It will be a good shtar.
If it's lertzoni, we won't believe you because the end of them is the same thing.
But over there, that it's enough information to pass.
Why is this not enough information? Anusim ayinu.
Because it makes difference if it's mammon or not.
But why?
Because if it's mammon, it's a good shtar. If it's
no,
mammon,
it's not. It's not either way, it's not a good shtar. It is not a good shtar. They were anusim. The shtar is not a shtar. They were anusim. There's no shtar here. Whether it's a machlas mamon, machlas nefashos, no shtar. But what difference does it make? If it was Pliny Ravani, he was Ravani, doesn't make a difference. He's chayif. What difference does it make? What?
She says anusim said it means it's not a good shtar. We know that for a fact.
For sure. Why? If they're anusim, it's not a shtar.
It's not shchiach.
That's the it's different territory. It's not shchiach. I'm not saying
that.
But
so you're being made another person.
What? And machos machos
nefashos who cares?
What?
For you, you're being made that you're nenas to sign the star. So the star is super not good.
Even if either way, you're nenas, the star is not good.
Right.
So what do we?
It is, are you a rusher or not? You being a rusher is part of your edus.
So Rabbi Yisrael, I have only one pshat which I could think. I thought I had another pshat. I could tell you the pshat I thought, and then I'll tell you the pshat that I had. Quickly, I thought the pshat was as follows. Just in the language, when a person says Ploini Ravani Lirtsoini, what do the words mean? Ploini Ravani. Ploini was boil me. You're talking about Ploini. What does Lirtsoini mean? Now you're talking about yourself. Those are two different topics. Talking about him, talking about yourself. Ploini is Ravani. That's what Ploini did. And I was Lirtsoini. Then there's two different conversations. But Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamoin is we were Anusim. What was our oines? Machmas Mamon. It's all the same discussion. It's a discussion about us. Were we anusim machmas mamon? Were we anusim machmas nefashos? Then the discussion is all about me. So there you're cutting up one discussion about me. But Ploini, Ravani, Lertzoini is two different discussions. What did he do? What did I do? Two different discussions. But anusim hayinu machmas mamon or machmas nefashos are both discussions about me. It's all about me. That's what I thought was Pshat and Tosfos. It went very good.
I borrowed and I stole. What was there? Was there any difference about me?
What do you have?
I stole and I borrowed it. Really felt that it's different than none of them.
Because those are two different discussions. Yeah, but it's two different discussions. I did one thing, I did another thing. I can break it up. Over here, it's one action. I was pasul machmas mammon. I was honest. It's all about the same discussion. It's still on the same topic. So therefore, over here, that's what I thought was pshat. However, the problem is, what about in the case of Ploini Baal Ishti? Ploini Baal Ishti, it's all talking about Ploini. Ploini ba al ishti. It's not two different conversations. Ploini ravani lirtzaini. Now you start talking about yourself. Ploini ravani is one statement. Lirtzaini is another statement. But Ploini ba al ishti is still talking about what Ploini was ba. Ploini ba al ishti. It's all the discussion about Ploini. It's not discussion. It's a question of who he was ba on. So that's still all the discussion about Ploini. So I don't know how over there you could do Palgin on if we're saying. Doesn't make it, but it's all about who was Ploini bought on. But it's all about what Ploini did. It's still a pirish on what Ploini did. Ploini was bought on someone. But that doesn't make a difference if it's someone else comes in. It has repercussions. But how do you do Palginon over there?
Made on himself.
But how could you do Palginon? It's all a pirish on the Ploini did. It's a pirish on what Ploini was ba alishti. That's a pirish on what Ploini did. What? But you can't do Palginon. So you can't be Makabel the Eidos. Anyone that makes the Matzmai Rasha. But the Shaila is, how could you do Palginon? Even if you made on yourself, you can't do Palginon. In our case, we don't do Palginon. Why don't we do Palginon? Because it made on itself. Because
all on yourself.
So, yeah, but that's the chilik is making it. Is it a pirish or is it not a pirish? So how does that make it into a pirish? Because you come into the picture. It doesn't change to make it into a pirish. So how does this? So over, I don't understand how it makes it a pirish. Elamai, maybe the pshat is something else. Sorry, hold. We'll talk later. What?
How's it different than Sanyur? It's
also saying
what happened if someone else did something to me. You're adding.
No, because you're adding the Lertsoini elements. Ploini Ravani is, Ploini was Ravami, that's what he did. Lertsoini is, now I'm talking about, what was I doing, what was my chelik in this action? Ploini Ravami. And I,
Lertsoini was, that person did it to me.
It doesn't
mean, you're discussing yourself and you're just saying.
No, you're saying Ploini was Rava.
That's when you look at it from that way.
That's what he said. Those are the words that he said. So therefore, I could cut off the word Lertsoini. Ploini, Ravani. Maybe. The Rashba says it depends on how you say things. Maybe. Could be. Okay, everybody say, I'll call Padam. Let's go. Maybe there wouldn't be.
What's the case? What would we think the case is?
That's the case. He says Ploini Ba Alish. Then you just change it to Ploini Ba. Al Isha.
So you're changing his words. You're not supposed to.
Okay. The Rajma says you can't change the words. You have to see what it is. Here, Rabbi Sai, maybe the pshat is as follows. Ploini Ravani Lertsoini, how many different repercussions are there onto Ploini Ravani Lertsoini? Einchim. How many different Einchim repercussions? Two. One on Ploini, one on him. Ploini Baal Ishti, how many different repercussions are there? Two, one on Ploini, one on his wife. Anusim hayinu machmas mamoin. How many repercussions are there?
One.
How many repercussions? One. Anusim hayinu machmas mamoin. I think there's only one repercussion. The shtar.
What about the
Eidus? Being psul Eidus is not that's the taitsa. That's not the Eidus. The Eidus. What is the oinish? What is going to be the? What is this Eidus affecting over here? One thing. It's just affecting the shtar, which is a chiddush to me, because I would have thought. Let's say two Eidim sign on a shtar. Were they machmas mamon? Were they supposed to sign on the shtar?
No.
Did they do an aveira?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, are they chayiv to pay back?
No.
They did an avera. Are they chayiv to pay back?
Pay back.
they caused someone to lose money. They forged a shtar that says Reuven borrowed $1 million from Shimon. Shimon now just left the country. Reuven's left. He just shelled out $1 million, and they're coming and saying, "Listen, we're going to admit that we signed falsely on the shtar." Do they have to pay back Shimon?
Grandma's butter.
If they have to pay back Shimon, then
did he pay the money yet?
Let's say he paid the money.
It's grandma's butter.
Oh. What?
They're only a grandma.
The case was already done.
Yeah. Grandma's butter, and also it's Reuven. It wasn't them. It was Reuven who's doing it.
Maybe we didn't shemayim the chayim.
I don't know if the chayim didn't shemayim. I don't think the chayim anything. They didn't do any gneva. Shimon, Reuven did the gneva. Reuven's the one that took the shtar and took the money from them. They didn't take the money. You're right, they gave Reuven the tool to do it. So at most, they're a grummer.
Because they're honest?
They're honest, machmas mamain. Machmas mamain, you're supposed to be bigger than that. Machmas mamain, you're supposed to say, take my money, I don't care. The Gemara calls this, ain't other mesim atzmai Russia. You're making yourself a Russia by saying, I capitulated to blackmail.
Doing the actual blackmail is also repercussion. The Gemara
says not. In the end, you're not. But there's no halachic when in their edus. What's Bezdin going to do based on their edus? Bezdin's only going to do one thing: stop the shtar. So the entire edus that we're what for? Well, that's the shtar. They know the Mesim Atzma Russia, but we're trying to avoid the Enon Mesim Atzma Russia Chelak of. We're not talking about the Rishus. Would there be Malkus Lysana? I don't know.
The same thing about the other cases. They're not actually getting punished for it.
No. Yeah, but right, I got it. So, I hear it. You're saying maybe it should be Lysana over here. I don't know. I don't know if there's Malkus on Lysana. I have to look that up. Akopana, maybe this is what Tosis is saying over here. Tosis says that one, it's a pirush because you can't divide. It's no two different dinei Torah. It's just one din Torah. Then we're not going to do palginan. But when there's a different din Torah, there's no gate to the other din Torah. Therefore, we can do palginan. Says Tosis, inami. Hocha ikur edesu b'mashu oimer manusim yino sheba loimer shelo roa milfa. Imkein miyad oisin atzmam reshoim kivin shechasmu. Im lo yasa pirish lo devrayim, hilchach lo shayach hocha palgina dibura. They need a pirish lo devrayim. Why? Because they're saying that they signed on the shtar, though they didn't see it. Aval ahir deraktiv ikredes ulo mashe neira glasias ishtoi v'chein pliny ravoi oishabal ishtoi ikredes laroi pliny hilchach palgina dibura lagabi lahasim atzmai rasha lagabi ishtoi lo yehi neman. You have to know exactly what Tosis' second teretz is. Tosis says over here, this last teretz, Iker Edus, says Tosis, Shaloi Roa Milva. How is this different than what we said before? Before we said that we're not going to say Nuzumachamas Nefashis ourselves. So therefore, over here, they have to be Yasa Pirish Lidevreya. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the imic of this teretz of Tosis is. Akoponim. Comes the Maral Diskin and he asks a question on Tosfos, right, on the Sugya. Reb Chaim Brisker brings the Maral Diskin over here. He asks the following question: what happens if someone walks in and says he was Mekadesh and Isha with an Eid Echad? And a man says he's Mekadesh and Isha, and an Eid Echad says he's Mekadesh and Isha. What's going to be the din? What? In front of 1-8. They're not married. They're not married. Frek the Maral Diskin. Why don't you do the following palginan? This Eid Echad is saying that he was Mekadesh and Isha. The husband is saying he was Mekadesh and Isha. This Isha is Mekudeshes. Just the husband said, who is Mekadesher? Himself. So now, do palginon on the husband, make the husband and the egg now both saying that this woman is Mekudeshes. To who? We don't know. Let's get it again. Hold on, let's get it again. Two men walk into Bezdin. They both say that the woman There was a kedushin.
That's still only
said. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me just say it. The bowl says a kedushin. The Eid Echad says I was the only Eid, and the husband says he was the only Eid because she was mekudeshes to me. I was there. She was mekudeshes to me. So they're both saying this Isha is an Eshes Ish. Frektemar al Diskin, why don't you do Palkinon? Make the Isha an Eshes Ish. To who? To nobody. We have two Aidim saying the Isha. It's Mekudeshes.
Somebody's saying that she's Eshes Ish.
Sure they are.
No, they're not. They're saying there was an Eid Echa. They're saying she was not an Eshes Ish.
No.
Both of them are saying she's not an Eshes Ish.
Palginon.
Even Palginon. Both of them are saying she's
say,
not an Eshes Ish.
They both say, I am an A that she was, he was Mekudesh.
He can't say Eidos on himself.
No, that's not it. It's a Palginon. Take him out. Take him out.
Where's your second Eid? The Baal.
No, he's not the Baal.
He can't say he doesn't say Eidos. He can't say Eidos.
Why not?
Why not? Because he's the Baal.
But he's not the Baal.
But he, yeah, after Palginon, but before Palginon.
So after Palginon.
What's the game?
What? Therefore, she should be asked to call Olam Kula. She should be asked to everyone. It's fine, but it won't work because once you palgina me out, I don't owe it to anyone. It's only by Ishus. No, no, you don't make sure. You don't make sure unless there's someone being. No. It's only by Ishus. We're now she's gonna be us on Kula Island. We want to make her us on the entire world.
Okay, fine. Rebbe, she's not.
But she's not.
He says the din is, and then the din is a cash. Huh?
No, she's Asra Kule Alma. She can't Asra, can't marry anyone anymore.
Huh?
Rabbi said, let's get it clear. Rabbi said, one more second, let's get it clear. The husband is saying she is Mekudeshes to me. The aide is saying she is Mekudeshes to someone. Dupag, you know, the two Adim saying she's Mekudeshes. They're both saying they saw the woman be get married.
One says
someone else. We look, maybe to this guy. Whatever. We'll do Pagina. It doesn't make a difference. Just Pagina.
Neither one is saying that they saw her get married. Neither one is saying that.
She's saying I'm in tradition her, that we can't do Pagina.
Okay, but what about the case when she doesn't say that?
We don't even have one aid saying that the condition was typhus.
So our boy said,
two are saying that there was a condition.
Two are saying that there was no Jesus condition. Both of them are saying there was no Jesus condition.
So says the Mariel Diskin the following thing. Says the Mariel Diskin that when do we do Palkinon? When the Eid is saying too much, so we can take off half of his Eidus. But over here, according to what the Eid is himself saying, let's listen to what he says. He says, she was married in front of me and only me. So, if you would listen to the aide, what is the aide basically saying?
No,
she's not married. Because Edim are not just there to clarify. Edim are there, l'kiyume, to make the aides. So, if you ask this aide, is she married? He will say, no. She's not married. In a place, Pliny Ravani Lertzon, I say, he's Chayev Misa, because he's Bomi. We can't accept the second half of your aides, so we'll accept the first half of your aides. You're saying Pliny's Chayev Misa. But over here, you're saying the Isha is not Mekudeshes. So we can't cut half of your aides to make you say something you didn't say. He's saying, Reuven gave her a ring in front of me and just me. So what are you saying? They're not married. We'll say, okay, we'll take part of your anus and we'll make her married. But I didn't say they're married. You can't make him say something he didn't say. I could take away something that he said to remove part of his edus. But to make him say something he didn't say, that you can't do. Memela kumtsigena have a goin Rab Chaim Salavechik mi brisk Zucht up Chaim, what's going to be the din in the following case? And then walks in and says, I saw this Isha get married. She was married in front of me to this man. Married in front of me and another eight.
Who's the eight?
He's not here. He's dead. How many Edom do we have?
Two.
Eid Echad. The husband says, yeah, she was married to me.
Make her make a
shvuah. There's no shvuah. You don't shvuah. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, midyoy rice. So we're gonna say palginon, and now she's gonna be usher to everybody with an eid echad. We're gonna use the husband be palginon on the husband, and then the husband will be the other aid, and now she's gonna be mekudeshes, even though it's an eid echad. So we don't know.
So the husband doesn't gain anything.
Eid echadami, but now she's usher. He get, why?
He did it. No,
palginon
is not automatic. So we're saying it
automatically. No, we'll do it. Why not?
We don't want to make her aid. So we're gonna do this.
I don't know. Here.
Rabbi, now she's best over. She's married to somebody we have no idea who.
Well, she's married to her husband.
Oh, we're gonna say she's also.
She's also in college.
That's right. Yeah, she might be. Yeah.
Until two more in the conversation. Yeah. She never was married. Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. Reb Chaim and Stencil will believe that. I'll give you that. Reb Chaim, let's go a little weiter in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanon, ein Neman on the Paisloi, Divir HaMeir. Chachom Oimrim Nehmanim. Bishlama, the Rabbanon Kita Mayu, Peshasa Pesha Hitter. El Rab Meir, my Taima. Why does Rab Meir not hold a Peshasa? Bishlama psule edos malva gufe mekar medek daik umachtim. By psule edos the malva himself is mekar medek daik. Katanim katanim nami kireb shim ben lakish damer shim ben lakish chazaka eina edim chois ben al shtarim ke nase begadol. Ela anusim my taima. So we took care of psule edos. We took care of katan, but anusim my taima. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Mishlama psule edos. Sorry. Einem on the paisle, says Rashi, Areshu the Rastis and Polik. Einem sharmu ksavidenu is the aval anusumayinu. Rameir argues, he says, so the chacham say, Peshasa, Peshita, Vikim, the machmas, the fashas, kami, nansu, lo mashvina shayu shoim. Upsule edis the kami, haino time, de lav, the edusan mashvina shayu shoim, el dami kroivim, oi avodim hayinu, va achshavanu mishukhrorim. So this is where we dike in Rashi. Before Rashi said they said Masachim Bekuvia. Here Rashi is saying that they're Avadim. Because over here Rashi doesn't want them to be Rishayim. Because in Ome Samatsma Rasha. Before we didn't hold of that. So Rashi says, they're Avadim. They're not Avadim anymore because of Meshachwarim. Kroivim is not a problem. We spoke about it previously. Says, what's Pshat in the Rab Meir? Bishlam Psule Eidos, says Rashi, Oik Tanim. Given the moedim heim shashtar kedin nechtov shalvo mekach emes, aval anachnu lo yinu ruuyim, aval kemil v'alpe oy imechir avi lo nitna karka b'shtar zeh. Amar Rameir lo imehemni. If the transaction actually happened without the shtar and the shtar is here for a raya, so then Rameir said the nanema dimkein malva lo shadi zuzi bechdi. The malva is not going to allow his money to be vulnerable that way. V'chi machtim edim al shtaroi meidak dayek shiuk sherim. Says Rashi, the malva is going to make sure the edim are ksherim. What does ksherim mean? Not psulim, not ktanim. So Rashi seems to say that really, they're both the same thing. Meidak daik really includes psulim and ketanim. That's not the way the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say bishlam psulim meidak daik ketanim nami kederesh lokish. So what do we bring? What's resh lokish? Rashi seems to say they're both the same thing. Comes along the shita mekubetzes. Says the shita pshat is that I would have thought that maybe he's not meidak daik when it comes to ketanim. Why is it not made akdaya comes when it comes to ketanim? Because he looks at the guy. The guy's got a full mustache, and he's 6'2". This guy's for sure gadol. He's going to be made akdaya. This is inchi that are gutzim ushnoisa muatos, that they're already developed, but their years are very little. So he didn't bother carding him. He wasn't going to check. Show me that you're 13 years old.
Isn't that really halachically a gadol? No, because
you need shanim and you need. Also, Cyrus. I'll call upon him. So I would have thought over here that maybe a person isn't made that dike. Comes Reish Lakish and he's Mechadesh, that even Menogay the Katan were also going to say that the din is made that dike. And as always, Mashman the Gemara. Because Rabbi say, what comes first in the Mishnah? Psule Eidos or Ketanim? Ketanim comes first. Anusim Ketanim Psule Eidos. Why does the Gemara go out of order? Why does the Gemara start with Psule Eidos and then go to Ketanim? So the Chor of the Pshat is Lafi the Shita very Geshmak. Psule Eidos is Pashit Meidak Dayik. Ketanim Nami. Ketanim also, we could say this based on the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. Dama Reish Lakish. Also over here, Eidim Chesum HaShlam Kim Nase Begadol. So here also, we have this Chiddush. So therefore, it's all in the same vein, says Rashi, but the second one is a bigger Chiddush than the first.
It's very interesting because we've said from before that the Mishnah is going in Madrigal, so it doesn't work out like this.
Works out like this in Benaget to the. Sure does. Sure does.
Going to Rashi?
Yeah, sure. I'll call upon him. Taisva says differently. What does Taisva say? Ketanim nami kider Reb Shimon Lakish. Vim havi matzil amem ketanim nami shum mal vegufe meirak daik. El dinich elamin kot bechol chad taima achrina. So Toisvis seems to say this is a taima achrina. According to Toisvis, the first reason is meidak daik. The second reason is something else. Toisvis says that this is now a different reason. What's the taima achrina? Toisvis says this is a different reason. Reish Lakish is saying a whole different thing according to Toisvis. What's the taima achrina according to Toisvis? L'chayra, what Toisvis is saying is that Reish Lakish is saying ein ha'edim choismen al hashtar ki nasi begodol. What does ein ha'edim choismen al hashtar mean?
They won't sign themselves.
The edim won't sign. So the first reason is who's the meidak dayik? The malve. Reish Lakish's reason is we have a chazaka mitzad the edim. I could have said the malve won't let them sign unless he checks it out. Could have said that. But there's another chazaka. Ein edim choismen al hashtar ki nasi begodol. Frektu kiveg. Hold on a second. These edim that we're saying that they won't sign unless they're gedolim, right? And if they're ketanim. So then we're going to say that you have a chazaka based on ketanim. The ketanim won't sign unless they're gedolim. But if they're ketanim, then what do you want from them? They're ketanim. To say a responsible adult won't do something, I can understand. But a katan, we're going to make a chazaka built off of the behavior of a katan. It's a very big chiddush in Taisis. What? He doesn't know how to sign. I hear. He's saying he possibly won't be able to sign. Could be. Says Toisvis Inami, Taima de Reish Lakish Gunva Nami Mishum Malvag Medak Dayik. The Hadul Maisi de Reish Lakish Absuli Edis Mishum de Reish Lakish Lo Hisker Elektanim Bidvarov. Says Toisvis the second Tarzan Achanai, Reish Lakish is the same reason. Reish Lakish only said in the second one, didn't say it in the first one. Therefore, yeah. Okay.
When he doesn't hold the first one, that's later, made it for that.
What'd you say?
He doesn't hold
the different diet by Sleidus. He does. He just didn't say it there. So therefore, we don't mention it. The next Toisvis asks a question. Says Toisvis, Zol Zayin, it's a chazok and olam choisman al shtarim kein nasi begadol. Says Toisvis, but Lamaisa, he has a pesh osar. Says Toisvis, Hacha, mashma dolo amrinon migu b'mokum chazoka. Ule rabbanon amrinon, v'tzarachin, dubayi per kamen above a basra, v'lim shotei, if it's migu b'mokum chazoka or not. That's Toisvis' kasha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Toisvis' kasha is only shitasoi that pesh osar is... Midin.
Migu.
According to Rashi, this sugya has nothing to do with that Gemara Baba Basra. That Gemara Baba Basra is Migu b'makom chazaka. Fine, sugya of Migu. Our Gemara is a sugya of Pesha Asar. What's the lumdus of Pesha Asar? Ki heichi. Dimahemnis, ahai. Nothing to do with Migu. Toys Kasha wouldn't even get off the ground. We photocopied the Pnei Yeshua the way he says it more elaborately in a different Pnei Yeshua, but he says it's a different sugya according to a Pesh Asar. Pesh Asar is a sugya Pesh Asar. That's sugya of Migu, Makum Chazaka. But the Achronim ask a different kasha on Tosfos, which is, this chazakah is not like all other chazakahs. Not all chazakahs are created equally. This chazakah, we said before, is a... Anan Saadi. This chazakah is Anan Saadi. So how could you call this a migu makum chazakah? It's a whole different type of chazakah. So the fee what we said, Rabbi, said that this chazakah only becomes a non-sa'adi after there's a kiyum. There's no kiyum over here. This is still a regular, simple chazakah. The churidus is pshat and taisvis. Yeah. So we have to see the next sugya the Gemara speaks about over here. There's a havamina pikuach nefesh. Continue with this and more, hopefully. Thank you.